This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long in studio. It's our Tulane Tuesday segment, and it's brought to you by Bayou Black Electric, your electrical connection in the heart of South Louisiana. Learn more at BayouBlackElectric.com. We'll go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We have the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Summerall. John, thanks so much for joining us. Man, the last week, I know you had nothing to do. You just kind of laid
boring,
back.
Huh, coach?
You don't have too much to do. I was talking to a coach today, and he was like, Mike, I never thought I'd live long enough to see this. Are we preparing for a bowl game? And then we got the transfer portal, so we work in both ends of the street. We're trying to keep the guys, and we're trying to bring in some guys. And he said, yo, I never thought we'd see this set up in this time frame. He said, I get it, but, man, that puts a lot of pressure on you, and you don't get a lot of sleep.
Man, you're lucky if you get to take a nap, all right? I tell you what. You know, we were playing a conference championship game not too long ago, and we had the same week as that, we had signing day. And then the Monday after the conference championship game, the transfer portal opens. And then we're playing a bowl game this Friday, and then our guys will go home the 20th after our game. We play Friday afternoon. They'll go home. The transfer portal closes the 28th. We get back, we play our game Friday afternoon at 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central. We're going to land Friday night, and we're going to host probably about 8 to 10 official visitors on Saturday and Sunday. They're transfer guys. And so it's like, I don't know, half the time I got so many different things we're juggling now. It's like, all right, am I working on our roster for next year and keeping the guys we got, getting new guys, playing a game we still got to play against a really good Florida team. And it's just so many things going on. You know, you'd love for there to be a cleaner break where it's like, hey, this is the season. I think college basketball does a little bit better job.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, the season ends. All right, then coaching changes happen, and then player movement happens where we're our season's not even over. And we got players going here, there, and everywhere. But you got, you know, all the coaching stuff happens during that time too, and so it definitely makes it a little more chaotic, and I think it's kind of disjointed in some regards. But I can't complain. All I can do is work, and we can deal with the circumstances we have, and we can adapt to what we have, or we can die. So we're going to adapt.
Coach, throwing it to the game for this coming Friday against Florida, one of the things with Billy Napier, and he had this kind of run at UL, very successful there, but his offense really was geared around running the football. And he had not only two backs, three backs that were really good. And he sort of hit you a bunch of different ways running the ball. And he set up the passing game. Now, he didn't have a quarterback like DJ Lackway at UL.
Yeah.
But, man, I look at it again, and once they got healthy – they had the freshman and Jaden Ball, who's a really talented guy, and then Jacoby Jackson, and then Montrell Johnson, who I saw back in high school at De La Salle.
Yep.
He started at UL.
Former Cajun.
And now he's with them. They again have that three-headed monster running the ball. And that is difficult because all of them do things a little bit differently. That's a huge challenge when you talk about trying to stop the running game when all three of those guys are healthy.
No, they're really good, man. They run the ball at a high level. Billy does a great job. A lot of respect for him and his staff. And we got to spend some time together last night and they're really well coached. They got really good players. They run the like you said, all the backs are good. Where they've really kind of gotten a shot in the arm is when this young quarterback came in. You know, the Lagway kid, everybody's kind of a little uneasy when you throw a youngster in. Well, golly, I think if they play him all year, they might not have lost a daggum game, it seems like. I mean, he's a different dude now. I mean, he's got an unbelievable arm. He runs it great. He seems like a really smart and heady kid. I think they're really, really good with him in there. I mean, look, the last month, I think they're playing as good a football as anybody in America. You know, they beat Ole Miss. They beat LSU. They've just really been on kind of a tear this last month or so. And offensively, they run the ball. They take good play-action shots off the run game. And the quarterback, he stepped up and the runners are good, too.
Coach, one of the things, I remember this was after the first game of the year when Florida played Miami of Florida. Coach O was in the stands, his two sons. Now, you got one of the sons on your side. He's got the twins, and they were at Miami of Florida. And Graham Mertz gets knocked out, okay? And DJ comes in, and he told me, man, if they play anybody else other than Lagway, something's wrong. And then he gets hurt also. So, man, you see a young freshman quarterback, and he's everything that he was built to be when he came out of high school. You see the poise, the size with him. He's not necessarily a runner, but he can buy you a little time with his feet. But he's got a rifle to get that ball in between arms and hands.
Yeah, he's a good player. He's a really, really talented quarterback. I tell you, I just walked in our team hotel on the radio, and I got a guy next to me that's a pretty good quarterback, and Michael Pratt with me, because we're down here playing in Tampa, and so we got to practice with the Bucks today. I just walked in our team hotel, I could see his beautiful face. But, the Lagway kid's playing at a high level, man. He's an elite player. I think they've gotten better when he's gotten inserted to the lineup. Not knocking the Graham Mertz guy who was playing earlier in the year, but this kid is a special talent, and he's kind of become a straw that stirs the drink, if you will. I mean, that thing looks a lot better with him in there right now.
Real quick, Coach, I wanted to get your thoughts on Florida's defense, because Mike and I talked a lot about that when we were previewing LSU versus Florida, you know, near the end of the season, how they really struggled giving up explosive plays, but I think they tightened up at the end of the season. That's also a big reason why, obviously, you know, they can run the ball and they can control the clock, but I think that, you know, their defense really tightening up at the end of the season is why they kind of went on that run as well.
Oh, yeah. No, look, they're front, man. They're front people. They got some creatures up there, man. It's 88 and it's 99. Like, some of these guys in their D-line, they're grown men. They look like Sunday players, you know what I mean? And so they're really, really talented. They've kind of, I think, shored things up defensively. The season's gone. They've improved week to week as the year's gone along. And, Ron Roberts is the defensive coordinator. He's got a lot of Louisiana connections, too. He used to be the head coach of Southeastern. He was with Billy at Lafayette. And they're players. They're so talented. I mean, I watch them on tape. I'm like, yeah, this is an SEC team. It's what they're supposed to look like, kind of. And so they're playing good football on that side of the ball, too. And we got to just try to find a way to play clean and protect the ball and not self-inflict anything because, this other bunch we're playing, they're really good, and we can't beat ourselves.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach, with Ty Thompson, and I told you this before, I got a lot of respect for the way he handled the situation. He came here, I think, just like anybody would. I'm going to be the starter. And then, you know, Darian comes in and he becomes the guy. And Ty has to take a kind of supplemental role, backup role. But he had a role, and you guys kind of ran a certain packages with him in it. Now he becomes the guy. And this is sort of a feature game for him. And also give him credit that he said, I'm going to get in the transfer portal. But he didn't get out of the game. He's going to play, and it's kind of a feature game for him. So whatever happens with him after the game, God bless him. But how he's handled this, you really couldn't ask anybody to handle it any better.
No, I've got a tremendous amount of respect for Ty. He's a quality teammate. My wife's trying to talk to me. I don't know what she's asking me. He's a quality teammate. That's usual. I don't always know what's going on there. But he's a quality teammate. He's a really hard worker. He's, when things weren't maybe going the way that he wanted, when we named Darian the starter, I think he, a lot of guys in that situation, they would have maybe gotten disgruntled, maybe become toxic with the locker room. Man, he freaking handled it with unbelievable class. He supported Darian. He was like a big brother to Darian. And so when we sat down last week and he said, hey, Coach, what does my role look like if I'm back here? I said, well, we can talk through that. I said, I don't know that maybe it's this, maybe it's that. Like, we talked about what those options may look like. And he said, would you mind if I, still played in the game, but express my intent to maybe go into the portal just to see what options would be available to me, because the young man does, I think, in his heart want to play quarterback. And I mentioned to him, hey, it doesn't mean you can't be here, but I've also told him here we may want to try to figure out how to continue to grow your package as an athlete if you're not the Q. And he wants to chase the quarterback thing, it seems like. And not saying they won't be here, but I wanted to allow him to at least check and see what his options would look like. And so he's handled it with, a lot of class, a lot of respect to the young man. He's a phenomenal guy, and like I said, hats off to him for how he's done this, because a lot of guys would have maybe tapped out immediately when they didn't get what they wanted earlier in the year.
Coach, I don't know if you can talk about specific players that you've picked up in the portal. One of the things I would think you're going to try to concentrate on would be in the secondary. For me, you never got enough good cover people. I don't care if they play corner or safety. Those are the guys that I got to kind of load up on, because the game has dramatically changed now. It's 3 and 4 wide receiver sets. So you're playing in nickel a lot of times as a base, dime, on second and third down. And is that an area you will look at once the bowl game's over with? Because I see you haven't signed anyone specifically yet that you've announced at Tulane. Is that a place that you would say, Tulane fans, I'm trying to hit that pretty hard for the cornerback safety positions?
No question. Corner in particular, I need guys that can go play match coverage and get more sticky in coverage. So corner and nickel, we've got starting level opportunities available there with what our depth chart looks like. And I think you can't ever have enough good cover guys, in particular, like I said, safety is a little different skill set. These corner guys, these nickel guys, they can go lock somebody up. We've brought a couple in on visits. They're all highly sought after. I want to chase the best of the best. And so the ones we're in on right now, they're getting a lot of attention. We're going to fight to try to get the top guys we can get. We've got to reload there. We really got to go. We got several areas. Obviously, quarterback's one that we got to go address that maybe wasn't in the cards, a few weeks ago. And that's now one that we got to get going. And then corner, D-line, O-line, and receiver. are really the other four that, like, we got to go kind of attack. And so I like where we're at. I think moving forward with some of these O-linemen that we're in on, I like where we're at with maybe a couple of these D-linemen. We got to go get these skill guys, the receiver and DB, to hop on board, because there's immediate playing time available at those two spots as well. And you can't ever have enough DBs. You know, I got a defensive background. I love having a lot of good DBs. It allows you to be multiple and do a lot of different things.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I know it's a tight schedule and you got a lot of things you're juggling, but we appreciate you coming on with us. And, man, good luck Friday against the Gators.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a great one.
Thanks,
Thank
Coach.
You. Head Coach John Summerall, the Tulane Green Wave head football coach. He got a lot of things going. That Tulane Tuesday segment is brought to you by Bayou Black Electric, your electrical connection in the heart of South Louisiana. Learn more at BayouBlackElectric.com.